Hello.
Hi, this is Simon Harris calling from the City of Springs Parking Enforcement Division. I was looking for Dennis.
This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. The reason I'm calling today is to find out when you plan to pay your $700 worth of parking tickets.
I paid that last week.
You paid it last week? Well,
yeah.
Interesting. Not according to my records. Our records still say that you owe $700.
I came down there in person and paid with my credit card. Don't you guys have a record of that?
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, hold on for me 1 second. Let me check it out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm back. Looks like we made a mistake.
Oh, okay. So everything's good then? We're okay?
Well, no, I found two mistakes. One, your name was spelled wrong on one of the documents. Sorry about that. The other, you actually owe us $735. We didn't calculate taxes on that.
Wait a minute. Wait. No. Listen, I came down and I paid.
Yeah, no, it says here that you didn't, so...
Listen, man, I saved up about 2 months just to pay these tickets off, right? Because you guys kept calling me and causing stress in my life, and I don't need that.
Right.
And I paid them off last week.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And yeah. I can come down there and bring you a copy of the credit card receipt.
No, you didn't, because it'd be in the system. So that's...
All right, well, somebody screwed up on the system then. I mean, what do you guys do down there anyways? Miserable life working at the parking division? I mean,
no,
come on.
You know,
this is terrible.
No, we actually have a lot of fun. We had this potluck the other day. You should have seen some of the jokes people were throwing around. We have a great time.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, instead of having potlucks and throwing jokes around, why don't you guys figure out how to solve the parking problem downtown so people like me, when I go to work, I have a place to park and I don't owe $700 in parking tickets.
You know what? Maybe I can help you out, okay? Do you know who you spoke with?
The only thing I remember is she was a little short. She had brown hair.
I'll go ask around and see if I can find who that is. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm back.
Yes, what did you find out?
Turns out nobody here has brown hair.
What are you freaking talking about? Nobody down there has brown hair?
No, and that's crazy. We have like 3,000 employees. Nobody has brown hair. I didn't even notice it until you brought it up.
3,000 employees and no brown hair.
I know.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not, though. You come down and check it out. You could see.
Dude, there's no way you checked everybody in 5 seconds that you put me on hold.
You know what? I'll ask again. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. No brown hair.
Come on, man. You put me on hold for 3 seconds. You're screwing with me. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
I went down there and I paid those tickets last
week.
And you're screwing with me, aren't you?
You know what? I think I actually might know what happened. Just hang on for me one second. I'm
going to
go ahead
hold.
And ask somebody a question.
Do not put me on. Damn it!
Okay, sir, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Please don't put me on hold again.
Okay. Wow. I think I found out what happened.
Thank you.
Yeah, what happened was, so I talked to my coworker Larry about your sob story, and we both think that you're lying about paying off your parking tickets, and instead you got drunk and went to the strip club.
Oh, my God. I am not lying. I paid those tickets off last week.
Well, we don't have any record of it, and honestly, that's what Larry says he would have done with $700, so I'm guessing that's what you did.
I don't care what Larry would have done with my $700. I paid it. I have a receipt. I want to speak to a supervisor right now.
Okay. Okay, I'll get him for you. Hang on 1 second for me, okay? Let me go grab him,
No, don't put me on hold again. I told you. Damn it!
What'd you say?
I said, don't put me on hold again.
What was that again?
Don't put me on hold again. Can you hear?
How are we on hold together?
I don't know, but the music is playing. I don't know what that means.
I'm on hold with you somehow.
Great. Do you have the supervisor?
No, I don't know. Now I think we're both screwed. I think we have to sit here on hold.
You incompetent moron.
Okay, how about I just tell you this is a prank phone call? Would that help?
What are you talking about?
Well, I think the only way we could have been on hold together is if I was doing a prank phone call on you, which I am.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your coworker Rich set you up.
Rich?
Yes.
God, I almost had a heart attack.
He says that you would have been really pissed off if the city never got your money for your parking tickets.
Oh, my God.
Hey, hold on for me 1 second, okay? I got to get something. If you could just hang on 1 second for me, okay?
Oh, don't put me on hold.